Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Long where it hang, but that ain't
time I get down, just a stand up nigga. I could never ever sit down. Low ass nigga, get that shit from my brother. I'm a dog when I hit it from the back, call me daddy. Handsome ass nigga, get the looks from my mother's, turn into a monster in the bed and undercover. Smoke with a nigga that could live on you forever. I'ma drive, she gon' ride a road. Wild
in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, cuz from Cali. That's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas. I done pulled me a cup.
I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk.
I'm from Compton, cuz from Cali. That's the first city I walk. Caught the bus, duck day bus. We all seen that shit, no snitching on hush. I'm from Compton, up in Texas. I done
pulled me a cup. I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk. I'm in Texas, riding dirty. You could tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk. Tell the way I talk.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mo3 repping Front and the Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network on this beautiful Saturday morning. Y'all know how we do, man. Listen, it's starting out a cold morning, but guess what? By the end of the day, or probably by the time I go to work today at 3 o'clock, it's gonna be about 80 degrees, 80 plus. So, you know, put your jacket on this morning if you're going somewhere. Listen, I'm chilling in the studio right now. I got a little jacket on. I got some sweatpants on because it's a little chilly, but it's all good. It's all good. We vibing out today. We're gonna have a good time on today. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, man. All my listeners out there. Welcome to the Cave Radio Show. It's your boy T Smiley. Listen, today we just listened to, of course, y'all know I have to support and represent Mr. Mo3. Just jamming out to some music today. I just want to play some. I want to play some jams, man. I want to play some jams. Last night I was up watching a movie. You know, I don't know if I got any movie hits on here, but you know. I like sport. I mean, not sport. I like action movies. I like comedy movies. You know, I ain't really into the drama movies and nothing like that. But if y'all got a favorite movie, listen, I want to know your favorite movie. I want to know your favorite scenes from a movie or whatever the case may be. Let's talk movies. Let's talk movies today. So if y'all want to call in and talk about a movie, your favorite movie, or a line from your favorite movie, call that number, 563-999-3456. Call that number. Let's talk about your favorite movie. Let's get into some movies today. I stayed up a little late last night watching movies, but it's all good. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? That's what a movie is there for. If you can't go to sleep and find something to do, let's get on the movie scene. Let's get on the movie scene. Let's talk movies today. But for right now, we're going to rock out to some more music. Y'all stay tuned. I will be here. Y'all call in. Let's talk movies. Even if you want to send an email, send that information through our chat. Hit me up. You can hit me up on T Smiley Productions on Instagram, on IG. Hit me up on there. Let me know some of your favorite movies. Go to We Talk Radio Network. Put in your movie suggestions and all that stuff on WeTalkRadio.com. All right, y'all don't go nowhere. We're gonna play some music and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. All right, it's T Smiley of the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Something about the way that you talk to me, even when you're not around, I feel you, boy. I feel you, boy. Tangled in your love and your energy. Perhaps it was the way that you smile. I see you, boy. Oh, I need you, boy. Yeah. I've been waiting my whole life to find someone. perfect, but you're perfect to me. Work, been asleep, you're a dream, I need you. So we got a past, I want you. And even when it's bad, I love you.
Take my heart, but you got it on lock. I'm fucked up, baby. So fucked up, girl.
I really don't like, thought your heart was true. Where was your heart last night when I needed you? Love should've brought at home last night. Should've been with me, baby. Home tonight. Should've brought that ass home to me last night. Know you wanna do this. Take it from the top, top, top. Thought a nigga could trust you, but obviously not, not, not. Yeah, you go changing stories, but baby just stop. I'm fucked up, baby. Yeah. I'm fucked up, girl. I believed your lies. Thought your heart was true. Where was your heart that night when I needed you? Love should've brought at home last night. You should've been with me, baby. Holding me tight. Don't be mad if your man isn't home tonight. You should've brought that ass home.
You would have my back. Why you do me like that?
Yeah.
When I ever treat you bad,
yeah.
Thought you would have my back. Why you do me like that?
Like that.
When I ever treat you bad,
ooh,
love should have brought.
Last night, you hurt me. Why did you desert me? How could you? You know me, my lover, my homie. Love should've brought at home last night.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station, broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Yo, what's up? This your boy Mood 3 repping Front and Bottom Productions, and I need y'all to tap in with my boy T Smiley on the Cave Radio Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. Welcome back to the Cave Radio Show. Listen, I hope y'all enjoyed that music, man. Listen, we just jamming out. We jamming out, playing some different music, some new music. Just chilling, man. Listen, shout out to everybody that's celebrating the birthday on today. I have a birthday shout out to going out to one of my residents at my job. Today she's celebrating her 27th birthday, so shout out to Miss Kimberly. I know you're listening over there in Spain, so shout out to you. Happy birthday. I hope your dad gets better, and we'll see you when you get back to the Dallas DFW area. Shout out to you. Thank you for tuning in over here on We Talk Radio, the Cave Radio Show. Anybody else that's celebrating the birthday today, actually today is also my daughter's, their oldest sister, Adriana. Today is her birthday. I believe she turned 13 today. She turned 13 today. So shout out to her and whatever she's got going on this weekend. Shout out to her. Happy birthday, Adriana. Listen, I wanted to talk about. I'm still waiting. Still getting different texts and things about movies. Classic movie Friday. The movie Friday with Ice Cube and Chris Tucker. That is a number one movie that everybody is tuning in and saying that they. That's they movie, you know what I'm saying? So the Black of the Berry, the Sweet of the Juice. y'all know it. Shout out to the movie Friday. Last night I got a chance to watch Jackass Forever, and I tell you that movie right there, man. These guys came up with some stuff, man. They reenacted some of their scenes from the very first Jackass that they produced. And I tell you, man, these guys are a little bit older, so they got some new heads in there and doing some crazy stuff, man. So I'm telling y'all, man, these movies these days is pretty crazy. Also, I got a chance to watch the movie Scream. Y'all know Scream, man, with they call it the ghost face. They call it the ghost face on the movie. So that movie, I watched that movie as well the other day, and I tell y'all that movie. It was a good movie, man. It was a good movie. Those of y'all that haven't seen it, man, go watch it. I'm telling y'all, that's a good movie. It's a good movie, man. Some of the main characters died in this movie. I don't want to be a spoiler, but some of the characters, main characters from the original Scream, Scream finally got them. Ghostface finally got them, man. He messed around and killed a couple of them. It's sad, man, but. It's a really good movie, really, really good movie, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We're going to talk some more movies. We'll try to get some more people on the line and let them talk about their movies, their favorite movies. But y'all don't go nowhere. We're going to play some more music. And just kind of, again, we, we, we're in between. We're talking and we're listening to music. So, you know, those of y'all that's out there and y'all can't really talk because y'all driving or something, that's cool. That's cool. I got something for y'all, too. We're gonna play some music. We're gonna make sure y'all are entertained while y'all outside on this beautiful Saturday, just relaxing, doing your Saturday morning cleanup, whatever y'all got going on, man. Listen, we're going to have a good time. I'm going to make sure y'all stay entertained. If you don't want to talk, that's cool. You can send us the email. If you don't want to send the email, you just want to listen to some music, I got you. So with that being said, we're going to play some music right now. And when we come back, we're going to continue with this movie talk. All right, y'all don't go nowhere. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is T Smiley with the K Radio Show. We'll be back. We're going to play some more music. We got you right now. All right.
Go crazy, AG.
You don't know me. Tell the truth, when the last time you saw me? You don't know me. You don't know me. All the talking like you working for the police. You don't know me. You don't know me. Since you know so much, you tell me this. How many kids I got? What kind of car drives this? You niggas seem to know it all, yeah. You don't know me. 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 Bitch, you know so much. Tell me this. I mean, the kids I got. What kind of car drives? Bitch, you niggas seem to know it all. Yeah. I've been tapping in with my spirit here lately. I became more and more at peace with myself. Everybody trying to figure out how I made it. I guess that's how you know I'm truly blessed by the best. Take a deep breath. For once, I can relax. I finally got somebody that's gonna help me with the stress. Turning dreams to reality in all actuality. I'm searching, hoping I can find some help to cope with mental health. I don't fuck with niggas. I'm too focused on the check. God first, family second, and that other shit, that's me. If you can't stand the heat, get out the motherfucking kitchen. I just stood in the kitchen till I finally got the recipe. Laws of attraction, safe to speak to a distance. You are what you eat, and I'm just out here trying to plan for this.
No, they don't know what I've been through. I believe none of what I hear and half of what I see. One thing I ain't had to learn, niggas ain't as real as they say. Focus on the grind and go hard every day. Hey, I gotta make a way.
You don't know me, you don't know me. Tell the truth, when the last time you saw me? You don't know me, you don't know me. All the talking like you working for the police. You don't know me, you don't know me. You know so much, you tell me this. How many kids I got? What kind of car drives this? You niggas seem to know it all, yeah. You don't know me. 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 Bitch, you know so much, tell me this. I mean, the kids I got, what kind of car drives? Bitch, you niggas seem to know it all, yeah.
I bet they didn't tell you that I'm enrolled in college. I bet they didn't tell you that I see wisdom and knowledge. I bet they didn't tell you that I'm learning to persevere. I bet they didn't tell you I ain't been locked up in 2 years. I bet they didn't tell you that I'm trying to leave hoes alone. Hoes ain't this shit for me, but always break up a happy home. And I ain't never got shit to say until they catch a nigga down. But the funny part about it is they won't say it when I'm around.
I know. I know.
Y'all know me. Cut that shit up, Quay. Back at it again. In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whip it.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, I think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Hey,
all my grizzly, back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back in again.
Now. back at it, count up 100, the rest at it, yeah, my wrist, the Titanic, ice hit the glacier, it do damage, yeah, your n***a gon' panic, I see through a panic like a panoramic,
hey,
yeah, then get back to whipping, then get back to trapping, your n***a back at it,
woo,
if it's too crowded, I might shoot out the roof and say, let him come through,
bye-bye.
Keep it 1,000 when I'm in the booth, I spent 2,000 to step in the shoes, gang on gang, how you think we gon' lose,
yeah.
Back to back motorcade, that's how we move, on my porch, I was sitting on the stool,
mama.
When I hopped up, I took off to the moon,
oh my gosh, back at it again,
back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Hey, keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin. My diamond like Fiji, I'm yellow bees, the ice out in this freezer, just cop the Luigi. Oh, take it easy, you trippin', I'm leaving. I drank in the freezer, this now come easy. I'm trapping, I mean it, my black double G me. That cooler, that heater, take knots in your reader. I sent some shots through a white beater. Chop a knock out of his feet. Don't call me little baby, I'm sorry, don't need you. That's mine, I got shot up, then went up on features. Body for body, my some demons. We tip it, tally, you busted and bleeding. Stopped in the land in the booth with my Nina. Back in the day, used to trap in the Beamer. I'm a true hustler, my the schemer. In her eyes and that look the creamer. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, backpack in the bin.
Wrist so froze, I can't shake hands, I gotta give you a pound. Wave my bank account, quadruple, think I'm still slanging pounds. Told them catching my vote for who, tryna get this dope across the border. Grew up, I'm from East Atlanta, but stand my ground like it's Florida. The judge, the bailiff, the local reporter. Tell the hoax to my lawyer, grew up slicker than oil. Parked the dawn, wrote the raid to the truck with the odds. Look like a Rolls dealership every time I bring out my cars. Stars by the bar, neighborhood superstar. 24K, Bruno Mars, down to the drawers. I'm thinking large, talking old money, Chico the bars. Blue sound 20, futuristic, moving this party.
Scoochie. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
In the kitchen whipping, I'm rapping again.
Whipping.
Keep on playing, then I'm stabbing your friend.
Woo.
I'm in the hood, they think I'm back trapping again.
Trapping.
Woo. Oh my gosh, back at it again.
Back at it.
Hey, on my grizzly, back back in again.
Hey,
hey, big up all that on me, back back in again.
Wow.
Keep a quarter on me, back back in the bin.
Catch.
Put on a knee, make a lick. Protect on my wrist, and it glistening. Got mad, I just me what's the price. I'm not getting involved with the hype. I'm too rich to get into a fight. 50 rack got my jeans fitting tight. Fit that price and them boys come and wipe ya. We had to dispose of the diaper. Yeah, we trap every week, every night. Where my movie too small, no one died. Yeah, freakers all lightin'. 5790 in his biting. When I got a meal, I got excited. For the cash, I'ma turn to Michael Myers. But guess keep dripping, dropping. My wrist all liquid, watch it. Turn a bit, jump on my and pop it. Yeah, get a little bit of the visor.
Came through jumping. Came through jumping. Came through jumping. Diamonds on my wrist, they jumping.
She a thot, ain't tricking. Put her on the knee, make a lick. Put that on my wrist, in the glistening. Got mad, I just
take out. Came through drip. I ain't never slipping, I'm a fan. Fucking with a quarter million, nigga, with a feeling. What the mission, they be telling off a thriller. Blast, took a bitch to pick a deal with water in my ear, give a fucking wet willy. Came through drip, feeling. Fucking with the bag, trying to get my niggas all a million. Back it to the ceiling, shooting at the deal. I'm the one dealing, I can make a killer. Bad, can you smell it when I back stealing? Flat, thought it, don't care about your feeling. Ooh, what the deal, what you wearing, I be dripping. Got rip, can't sit in, can't grip it. Got this, so I can shit eight jiffy. If she leave with me, I'ma fly back to the city.
Show. Go get the bag on the day off. Racks. Go get the rings out the playoffs.
Rings.
Tossing the beaters to bake off.
Packs.
Took on a dish, she get laid off.
Slash.
Big boy tools, Mako.
Big boy.
Made it down with the Draco. Walking with the G, that queso. That's Huncho for the Rodeo.
Huncho.
Private jet, we don't do layover.
Whew.
One call, I'm having your bay over.
Brrr.
Walk out the spot with the makeover.
Woo.
Got a addicted to pay over.
Addicted.
Hey.
Came through jumping. Came through jumping. Came through jumping. Diamonds on my wrist, they jumping. Came through trippin', came through trippin', came through trippin', diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
Came through trippin', came through trippin', came through trippin', diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'. Came through trippin', came through trippin', came through trippin', diamonds on my wrist, they trippin'.
This your boy Chuck coming to you live from Chuck's World Class Barbershop and Salon. This is being brought to you from the Caveman Radio Show with your boy T from WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right, that's right. Came through dripping, drip, drip. It's your boy T Smiley. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Cave Radio Show. Listen, we were talking movies, man. I've talked about the new movie Jackass Forever, as well as Friday, the classic. You know what I'm saying? We also had also talked about Scream, the new movie Scream. If y'all seen the old Scream movies, y'all will understand about the new one. The new one is definitely one to remember, man. It's they definitely did that movie. They did that remake of that movie, man. It's off the chain. I'm not going to tell y'all the movie. I just advise you to go watch it. Go watch it, man. Listen. Today with me in the studio, we have Miss Kia D. And I know Miss Kia D like movies. So I'm going to let her talk about some of her favorite movies. And we're going to see what she like and see the type of movies she like. Now, I ain't saying TV shows. Let me put that out there. We're not talking about TV shows because, listen, I come home and I have to watch some of them TV shows. I just be like, oh my god, oh not this again. But anyway, I'm gonna let Miss Kia D tell you guys about some of her favorite movies. Miss Kia D.
Hey, what's up? Shout out to T Smiley and the Cave Radio Show and the Cave Men right here on this beautiful Saturday. You're correct. I do love movies, actually. I love all kinds of movies, scary movies. I really are at the bottom of that list because I'm scary. So Scream would be at the bottom of the list for me if I'm going to watch it. I have seen all of the other Screams. I ain't going to lie. So I don't know if I could actually see the last Scream because I'm a pretty scary person. It's not scary. Okay, well, he says that, and then I end up screaming the whole movie. But I did see a lot of the Jackass movies. I can't handle those either. They're not scary, but they pretty nasty. From the throwing up to the stuff coming out of your nose to the stuff going up your butt, fire rocket shooting up your butt? The fire rocket. Let's talk about that. I don't know if y'all ever, wasn't that on Jackass, right? Where he took a, they took a rocket. They did an experiment.
They had a, so with that experiment, guys, what she's talking about, what they did was they had a, let's just, I mean, this is the K Radio show. They had a dildo. If your kids are up, send them in the other room, please. Send them in the other room. This is the Cave Radio show. We are, you know, going there with this Jackass movie. But, yeah, they do some crazy things. And one thing that Ms. Kid was talking about was they did an experiment and they shot a rocket. And they had a guy up at the top of this, like, wall. And he was strapped to, like, this string that went all the way down to this rocket that was going to be shot up and sent to his butt. So, it was a dildo. And so the first time they tried it, it went, like, halfway up the string. It didn't make it all the way up. So they put some more power behind this rocket dildo, and they shot it again. And when they shot it again, what happened?
It went up his butt. I felt the pain on my end. You know, I mean, he seemed to take it quite well, but I felt the pain on my end for some strange reason. I was feeling it, and it was pretty crazy. Seriously, y'all go watch that. If you feel like you can check something like that out, I mean, everybody can handle stuff like that. But the stuff coming out of the nose and the stuff coming out of the mouths and they were throwing up, you know, because this stuff gets pretty gory. Some of the stuff they do to each other, like, these are tricks they pull on each other. You know, they're not doing it to the public. Like, they're doing it to each other. Some of the stuff they do to each other is absolutely outrageous. I don't know if I want friends like that because they call each other friends. I ain't got time for that. But one of my favorite classic movies of all time, I got a couple. Shout out to T Moody. She was T Smith. Now she's T Moody. She reminded me of a couple of great movies that I had forgotten that I loved so much. But one of my favorite movies of all time, T. Smiley, I know you remember this movie. It was Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood. You know what I'm saying? It's something about those Wayans brothers. They are hilarious. They're classic. The entire Wayans family. Anything you look at that has a Wayans brother in it is going to be hilarious, including the Wayans sister. I know it's a TV show, Living Single. I know we're not talking about TV shows, but Living Single was one of the best shows Living Color. In Living Color, it was one of the best. Living Single was a good show, too. But In Living Color was one of the best shows ever. It made us laugh on many, many levels. It was real. And one of the real moments of the show, all of y'all remember this, right? When the Wayans sister, she would be sitting out on her porch. Her favorite line was, "I ain't one to gossip, but you ain't heard it from me." And she would be sitting out on her porch rocking. The neighbors would be passing by, and she'd say hi to one of her neighbors. For example, Sally would be passing by on the street. "Hey, Sally, how you doing? Good to see you." And Sally would walk on by, and then she'd start talking Sally's business. "Oh, Sally, Sally this and Sally that. But I ain't one to gossip. You ain't heard it from me." Hilarious. So any movie that they do, White Chicks, classic movie, hilarious the whole time from end to end, absolutely hilarious. Even the characters that they brought into this movie were hilarious, too. So I'm telling you, those Wayans brothers are absolutely thebomb.com. So can't go wrong with one of their classics. That particular movie, Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood, brought together several movies. Don't Be a Menace, the movie South Central, the movie Juice, and the movie Boys in the Hood. It brought together all four of those movies. Now, all four of those movies were not comedies. Those were dramas. But Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Your Juice in the Hood was actually a comedy that they had, you know, brought all of these movies together and played specific parts, specific parts from all four of those movies. And I'm telling you, just absolutely classic and hilarious. Liar, Liar, anything with Jim Carrey. I love Jim Carrey, too. He's an excellent actor. Anything with Adam Sandler in it. Adam Sandler. I love Adam Sandler. Excellent, excellent actors. They make me laugh. Seriously. Let's talk about, I know you probably don't want to talk about this, though. Let's talk about Will Smith. It was the slap that was heard around the world, Slapgate. And I know we talked about it a little bit already. But there's a couple more things that have come out since we're talking about movies, right? A couple more things have come out now since he slapped Chris Rock. One of the things that came out is that he now has been fired from the Oscar, banned from the Oscars for 10 years. For 10 years. I guess he can't participate. He can't go. He can't be nominated, I'm assuming, like all of those things for 10 years. For an actor, someone of his caliber who, you know, this is what their life is all about. TJ, how do you think his life is going to change now that he's been banned? It may be something simple, right? He can still do movies. Is anybody going to hire him for a movie now? You know, he can still act. He can still do television. Is anybody going to hire him for television now? And then let's talk about Jada Pinkett Smith. What is she doing? Is she supporting her husband, or is she throwing him under the bus for slapping her? And why would she do that? You know, Jada Pinkett Smith at the end of the day has a reputation to uphold. Even though she wanted her man to stand up for her, did she want him to stand up and go slap somebody on national television and potentially mess up their pocketbooks? Because he has potentially screwed himself, but they got plenty of money. So has he really screwed himself? Like, I mean, you know, hey, what do you think, T. Smiley?
Honestly, I think he might have a little hiccup, you know, now that all this stuff is fresh. But I believe Will's probably, you know, he got some things under his belt. We're talking about movies, so I actually heard about the production team stopping the putting it on hold, Bad Boys 4.
Whoa.
And so I don't know. That's allegedly, but that's what I was hearing. But I think, you know, I think once all this stuff dies down and once, you know, I don't think it's dying down no time soon because, again, you know, that was live on the Oscars. I don't really think it's going to affect him money-wise, but I do believe, you know, his name is going to be in a lot of people's mouths. Some people are probably going to boycott, you know, and not support his shows or whatever the case may be. Now, I was one person that when all that happened, I was like, ah, man, come on, Will. I was in the middle of watching Bel Air, you know, Bel-Air is dope, but, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, honestly, if it ain't hurting my pocketbooks, you know what I'm saying, and it's a good show, I'm still going to watch it, you know what I'm saying, even though he did that, you know what I'm saying, people go through things, and, you know, you have to understand where they're at in that situation, in that time, you know, so, a shout out to Will, hope you get through this. Now, I do believe his wife, Jada, I believe she wanted him to react, but I don't think she wanted him to react like that. And now that he was reacted like that, you know, it's kind of like, dude, what you doing, bro? I said something, but I didn't mean for you to get up there and, you know, slap the man. Luckily he didn't get kicked in the back, because I heard on the stand-up with Mike Epps said if that was him, would have got slapped. You know, when Will turned around, was walking back all calm. You know, he probably would have came running from behind and kicked him in the back. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying what they would have did. You know, but again, shout out to Chris Rock for handling that so well. Even though, you know, I'm sure he wanted to retaliate. He did a retaliation a whole different way that people was confused. This dude kept on going, show like nothing happened. And he stayed professional throughout the whole situation. Yeah, he made a joke about, and Will Smith really just smacked shit out of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, wow. You know, he talked about it for a second, but, you know, he went on with the show. And, of course, Will went on ahead and got his award. But I know you said he was banned. This kid did say he was banned from the Oscars for about 10 years. Before he got banned, I think he had already said that he's going to resign from that position of being in the Oscars, which is crazy. You know, I mean, I kind of figured he probably knew something. They were going to take some kind of action, and before they did that, he chose to go ahead and relinquish his spot. And so he knows there's consequences that's coming. One consequence, hopefully that doesn't happen, is charges being pressed. I think they asked Chris Rock if he wanted to press charges, and he said no. Stand-up dude, you know what I'm saying? Stand-up guy, he said no. Well, why? Because, you know, they've had a working relationship as well as a friend relationship all throughout these years, and for something like this to happen is deeper than what, you know, what we think, you know. We have to think about mental health issues, you know what I'm saying? We have to think about all that other stuff, and, you know, if this is a cry out for help in some sort of way, let's help the guy. Instead of talking him down, let's help him.
You know, well, I'm going to be honest with you. I 100% agree with you. You know, mental health, even though we look at Will and we see him and we're like, oh, Will, he's great. We really don't know what he goes through on a daily basis and how he's taking fame. It looks like he's taking it very well, but has he? You know, and at the end of the day, we're still human beings who have real feelings, even celebrities, you know, and it looks like he had a real moment, and that real moment came out in front of millions of people on a television station. Now, what is interesting to note that I found out recently, back in the day, you remember when Janet Jackson had that slip up on the live Super Bowl where her boobie came out, it popped out? That was live. There was no delay. The whole world saw that. In the United States now, because of that one moment, we now have a delay when we do our television broadcast. So no one specifically saw that live. What they saw was there's other countries that have the authority to play it live. There's no delay. And that's what we saw. We actually saw it coming from another country. Those videos and those reports were coming from another country first. Then they came from – so there were reports, but that video footage that we saw, 100% did not come from us, because we have a delay in what we do in the United States. So that wasn't seen. They were able to cut that, but other countries didn't cut it. They kept it going, and they released it. And all of a sudden, that's what we saw. So it's really interesting, you know, how we did try on our end to make sure that nothing like that was seen. But because those feeds are also going to all these new stations and countries, those feeds are going out live when it's happening. So it was seen live while it was happening. And it shocked the world. It was a moment, of course, outside of Janet Jackson's boobie popping out. It was a moment that we will never forget. Now, we've stopped talking about Janet Jackson's boobie. We forgot about that. This one right here, we'll forget about that in a couple of years, too. Where will Will be, though, when we forget about that? Are we going to continue with Bel Air? Is that going to get cut from a network? Like, how does all that work? Go ahead, G.
I mean, hopefully not. Hopefully it don't get banned. But I do see... you know, them doing something about probably not playing some of his movies for a while, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Once they come up with a solution of some kind of punishment towards him behind all this, I believe, yeah, it'll probably be, you know, some of his movie sales, TV shows might decrease in percentage of people watching it, all because of they stopped it, you know what I mean? So it's a lot to look out for. Definitely a lot to look out for, a lot to, you know, to consider, to even try to understand and comprehend what's going to happen or what could happen or whatever the case may be. I know we're talking about movies and we're talking about Will right now, but I was just thinking the other day I went over to my cousin's house and we were talking, and he put a movie on the TV, and I would say this is my number one. I forgot about it, but he reminded me the other day we were watching, and I was like, "Man, what's this? You put it on?" He was like, "Hold on, you'll sit here in a second." And so the music, old school music, start playing and all that, and then I see these letters, the letters come on the screen, Harlem Nights. Mm. If y'all know anything about Harlem Nights, you got all the classics, you got all the legends in this movie. And my favorite part was, you're going to shoot me in my pinky toe. Shoot it. There it is. Go ahead, shoot it. You know what I mean? And he shot it in the pinky. What's his name? Eddie Murphy shot him in the pinky toe. But it was that movie, man, is legendary, classic. We can watch that movie any time of the day. Any any year. It don't even matter. It's going to feel like you're just watching it for the first time, man. Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights. Listen, you had Red Fox. You had Richard Pryor. Charlie Murphy.
Classic.
Eddie Murphy. You had who am I forgetting? Oh my goodness. Some of the older characters, I'm sorry. I know I tell y'all it's my favorite movie, which it is, but some of those older characters way before my time. So if I forget, it's all good. Y'all know who they are. Y'all know who they are. But Harlem Nights is definitely a go-to movie. And then Miss Kia, I know she was talking about, like, she was naming off some actors. She said Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler, but Will Ferrell and Step Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Any movie with Will Ferrell is hilarious. That's my man right there. Will Ferrell is definitely a comedian of his own, man. This guy, whatever movie he plays in, he will make it very, very hilarious, man. One of the movies that I love watching anytime is Step Brothers.
Oh my gosh. And two.
Oh, you have Step Brothers, then you have Daddy's Home, and then Daddy's Home 2.
That's it.
Yes. Yes. Just awesome, awesome actor, man. It's great. And, oh, and I cannot forget. I used to watch this movie probably like two times a day, a couple times a week. Dolomite. Dolomite is my name. Y'all feeling arrested? Y'all know Dolomite.
You know what? Dolomite is a classic. Shout out to Eddie Murphy. Harlem Nights. You mentioned that one. Jasmine Guy. One of the actresses you forgot to mention in that movie. You mentioned Eddie Murphy. You mentioned Richard Pryor. You mentioned Red Fox. And you mentioned you forgot another person. Arsenio Hall was in that movie.
Yeah.
Arsenio Hall was in that movie. Jasmine Guy was in that movie.
Different World.
A Different World. She was from A Different World. Della Reese, an extraordinary actress, was also in that movie. That was the older lady. Harlem Nights was absolutely amazing. Now let's get back to Will Ferrell, who I love. Okay, y'all know Will Ferrell from Anchorman 1, 2, and 3. Shout out to T. Moody, who reminded me about the Anchorman, right? Because we were talking about favorite movies the other day. Anchorman, man, a straight classic. You can't go wrong with Anchorman. The other one that I love is The Other Guys. It's something about The Other Guys. It's something about Will Ferrell just acting stupid, just being a numbnut that I absolutely just, it just, you know, he's in Old School. He's in Get Hard, which, you know, you didn't like Get Hard, T. Smiley, but whatever you did, you like that one? Okay, my bad. He was in Talladega Nights, one of my favorite movies that I used to watch over and over and over again, outside of course, the Anchorman 1, was Zoolander. Zoolander is one of my favorite movies that he did. He was also in Bewitched. I watched that one a lot. I loved it. I really did. He has a lot of movies, a lot of movies. He was also in Tammy, which is another one of my favorite movies also. Now, let's talk about Zoolander. Let's talk about Ben Stiller, another classic. Owen Wilson, hilarious, hilarious dude. Wedding Crasher. Let me just say this to you, T. Smiley. I know we got a wedding coming up this year in August, right? For those of y'all who did not know, myself and T. Smiley, we get married in August. Super excited. Yay, yay. Wedding Crashers. I really want to be a wedding crasher before we get married. Are you down to go crash a couple weddings? Seriously, I'm not. This isn't a joke. This is serious. Like, we go in, like, we belong there. We find a spot. We sit in it. We pray that the tables don't have names on them. So we'll be all right. We go in, we eat, and they come to us and say, oh, my gosh, who do you guys know? Oh, the bride and the groom. We don't even know their name. We got the bride and the groom. Yeah, your old friends. You down? Because I'm down.
I don't think I'm.
Aww.
I don't think I'm down, man. I'll be down for some other stuff. But that right there, that's you know, what they got security or something. We got to, you know. I don't know. I just be thinking about stuff, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, as y'all can see, Kia, well, she watched movies quite a bit, and she would be wanting to do some of the craziest things. But over here on We Talk Radio, we don't condone those type of things right there because, you know, hey, what if they see us on YouTube getting kicked out, or what if they, you know, we don't want to be embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that do sound.
We'll
be on YouTube somewhere, and y'all see us getting kicked out. Now, it'd be pretty funny because y'all heard it here first, and then y'all understand how I probably got sucked into it. You know, she probably kept talking about it. I'm like, all right, come on, let's go do it. Let's go do it. Then we on there. We there. You know, we having a good time. We just finished our plate. Next thing you know, they come asking us, excuse me, I noticed y'all are the only black people here. Oh, man. That would be funny, though. That would be funny. I ain't gonna lie. That would be funny.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. I got one more movie that I need to mention that is definitely one of my favorite movies that I didn't mention before. But it does have Ben Stiller in it, Tropic Thunder. Let me tell you something. I literally, as soon as the show is over today, I'm going to go watch Tropic Thunder. The way they dressed him up in blackface, literally, I ain't into the whole blackface, thing where Robert Downey Jr. The way they put Robert Downey Jr. in blackface and the way they made him sound, an American with that slang, sometimes y'all got to laugh. Y'all got to learn how to laugh. It's funny. It is hilarious. No, I'm not offended by it. I think it's hilarious, okay? You got to learn how to laugh, and that's what they did. They wanted us to laugh. They found a way to make us laugh, putting on blackface, because usually people are being offensive when they do it. He wasn't being offensive. He was being real. He was. When I tell you Robert Downey Jr. was a black man, he must have hungered. He went to the hood and hung out for a little bit to get that slang and twang. He had it. It was hilarious. Shout out to the entire cast. From the Booty Juice video the whole movie is hilarious. The way they put it all together with the separate characters and, oh, man, it was hilarious. So shout out to Ben Stiller, epic, epic, epic young man. And that entire cast was great, too. That was also, it seemed like it was a compilation movie, like it was supposed to make fun of several movies. I don't know if it actually was supposed to do that or not, but it was hilarious. I absolutely loved it, and that's actually what I'm about to do this afternoon is watch Tropic Thunder. I know I got stuff to do. I know it, but everything is about to be put on hold. Sometimes you got to just stop your life for a good movie, and that's what I'm about to do.
Man, Tropic Thunder, yeah, man. Yep. I'm going to watch that. That's, yep. Well, listen, I thank everybody for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show today. We talk movies, you know what I'm saying, old school, new school. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite actors and everything. So, listen, if y'all didn't get a chance to tell your favorite movie or whatever the case may be, I want y'all to go to my IG, T Smiley Productions. And what I'll do is, once y'all send me those, I'm going to post them, and we're going to put those movies out there and see how many people, you know, can agree to your movie or see who can come up with, the best movie, some movies that we forgot about. You know what? I'm thinking about a movie, man. It was like 1980s movie or 1990. All I know is I was a little kid watching this movie, but Howard the Duck.
Oh, man.
Howard the freaking Duck.
Oh,
if y'all don't know what Howard the Duck is, man, hey, listen.
Man.
If you haven't watched it, yeah, you haven't been living, man. I'm telling you, Howard the Duck is the movie, man. It is kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you watch it, it's like, what's going on here in this movie? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is weird, but ain't nothing like them old classics, man. I'm telling y'all, Howard the Duck, man. Go watch it. I guarantee you're going to like it. Howard the Duck. Ms. Kia got one more, too, as well.
Listen, I got a couple more, actually. You remember A Time to Kill? Oh, man, you talking about crying? That was a movie that made me cry, A Time to Kill. Because that was, you know, there's not many times when it's time to put your hands on somebody.
But this specific movie was about, I think it was a set in Mississippi. A man had a daughter, he had a family, and his daughter was actually kidnapped, raped, and murdered. And I think, she was kidnapped, raped, and murdered by a group of white men. And they were on trial, and I think he had killed them, or he was going to kill them. He had done something to them. Maybe he had killed them, and he was on trial for, I think, killing them, the people who had killed his daughter or something like that. It was interesting because it was set at a time in Mississippi where racism was extremely high, and they brought in a white attorney. I can't remember his name. Was it Tom Cruise? Was it Tom Cruise, I think, maybe, that came in and was the attorney for Samuel Jackson. And, boy, when I tell you that was a dramatic movie, even The Color Purple, how it started out with a young girl being raped and giving birth to a baby that she had to give away. How devastating is that for, I think I was 13 or 12 watching this movie. I was devastated. The Color Purple. Y'all got to go watch The Color Purple. Another one that is a classic, Friday After next Friday, all three of those. Get Out. I actually like Jordan Peele. I like the way he does his movies. I like the way he produces. I think he's a strong mind. I think he's a good mind. Boys in the Hood. I didn't mean to laugh on that. I'm sorry. TJ did that. T Smiley did that so well. Ricky! Major Payne with one of the Wayans brothers. Django with Jamie Foxx. Great movie. I think we could even add King Richard to that great movie classic, too. King Richard was a good movie. I ain't gonna lie, it was a good movie. The Help, another classic movie. I like the way she put that shboo-boo in that pot.
What about Jeepers Creepers?
Ooh, one, two, and three.
One, two, and man, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, man, when Jeepers Creepers came out, oh, you couldn't get me to watch that at nighttime, bro. I couldn't do it. I'm gonna tell you why. I was living in Arkansas at the time, and my house down there, and behind the house is like an open field, and it's like tall grass, and then further on back is like trees, like wood area, right? So I was watching Jeepers Creepers, man, and. Like, the very first time I watched it, oh, it scared the heck out of me, boy. I'm just going to tell you, because I looked back there in that backfield. I was like, man, something coming through the top, because the grass was taller than the fence. Yeah, all that. I was. I ain't going to lie. I'm live on air, and I'm saying it, too. I don't care. I was scared. Mama, it coming. It coming, mama. It coming. Boy, go to bed. Boy, go to bed. Ain't nothing out there. Man, Jeepers Creepers was scary, man, because you know what happened in that one, I think it was that one or the second one. No, it was the second one where the brother, he was out there in the field, out there in that tall grass with the dog, and the dog kept barking, and then the boy went up there to that skeleton, knowing good well scarecrow. It wasn't a regular scarecrow that you got. He went up there and was looking at that thing, and then when the toe finally moved, that's when you're going to get scared and run. Now, I would have been gone. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even have been over there. They would have had to skip that part of the movie because I wouldn't have went. You'd be telling me I got to walk over here knowing good and well this ain't no. Nah, that's all right. That's all right. Ain't going to get me anyway. Ain't going to. Nah. He smelled my fear. Nope. Nope. Jeepers Creepers.
We used to watch that. We used to make the kids watch that movie every year. It was hilarious. We watched it every Christmas. And all the kids would come around, and every year they act like they were scarier than the year before. I was hilarious. We loved it. I don't know why we used to love to watch, make them watch that. Horrible parents, guys. We were horrible, horrible, horrible. Me and my brother and my sister and my mom, we would all sit around and watch the kids get scared every year for Christmas as we make them watch Jeepers Creepers. It was hilarious. It was just hilarious. They love it now. They do. They're older now, and they love what we did. Absolutely. They're still traumatized, but they love it. Yeah, teach them a good lesson. Set It Off was another classic. I cried on Set It Off at the end when all that stuff was going down. Not Queen Latifah. Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, the other girl from, I can't think of her name, Elise. Elise, ooh, Elise, I'm so sorry if you tuned in today to the show and I cannot remember your last name, queen. Beautiful sister. And Vivica Fox, and it was who was on that bus leaving? It was Jada Pinkett Smith. She was on the bus leaving. She was the only one made it out. She was crying leaving out on that bus. She had to leave her friend. Boy, I was bawling out of control. I'll never forget it. I was bawling. T. Smiley, what movie did you cry on? What movie made you just, like, cry? Like, yeah, come on, think of it. You know, you got a movie. Everybody has a movie. Malcolm X, New Jack City. Those are some good movies, though. Norbit. Did you cry on Norbit? Boy, that doggone Norbit.
Did you call me?
I'm trying to think of what movie that I possibly cried on. Let's see. Oh, it come on, man. Armageddon. I cried on that movie. You know, when the sad part was happening. Yeah, that's all right there. Yeah. I don't want to fall asleep, girl. I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a thing. Y'all, listen, we just clowning. We are seriously clowning in here in the studio. Ain't got nothing else better to do. We up in here singing the song, Armageddon, the sad part. When they was in the, yeah, y'all was singing. I know y'all was singing. Y'all wanted to keep on. And even when I dream again.
Did you cry on Menace to Society?
Menace to Society. No, I ain't cry on that. We forgetting, man. I'm thinking about Baby Boy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, Baby Boy was dope. Baby Boy was pretty dope. Training Day.
Yeah. Oh.
Training Day. Man. Can't.
What'd he say? We was
standing
out there. Dang, what'd he say?
Y'all
seeing it? He ain't got nothing on me.
Y'all seeing, send us y'all movies. Send us your movies. Send us your favorite quotes from the movies. Send us your actors.
Poetic Justice. Do the Right Thing. Belly. Some good movies.
Ooh. He Got Game.
Straight out of Compton.
Yeah. He Got Game. Yeah, that's a good one. That was a real good one. What's the one with Juice?
Juice. And if you're going to say Juice, you got to say Higher Learning.
Higher Learning. Lean on me.
Oh.
You smoke crack, don't you? Jump. No, sir.
For all the ladies in the 90s, every woman knows this movie, Waiting to Exhale. Every man hated it. Every woman loved it.
All right, that was for the ladies. But for the fellas, all y'all, I know y'all remember this one. The Players Club. Man, I know y'all remember the Players Club. Hey.
They do.
Lisa Ray. Hey.
What'd you say? Call me Lisa.
Call me now. Lisa Ray.
You know that, I ain't gonna lie, that was actually a great movie. You did call a good one, Players Club. That was an excellent movie. Of all the movies that we just named, all of them, which one are we about to go watch as soon as the show is over?
I'm gonna watch this. Make this money. Don't let it make you. I'll watch that later, guys. We'll watch, let's see. Thunder, I definitely want to watch that. I was trying to see how bad it is, because, you know, the girls coming over today, so
they
might. That's all right. We're going to watch it before I go get them. How about that?
But you named another classic movie that we could definitely do, Howard the Duck.
Yeah. They might like that. Then they might get bored and get on their phone.
What about a Tyler Perry movie? Anything?
No. Heck no. I'm sorry. Tyler Perry, I love you, dog. But I watch all of those, the on-set shows, the, you know, the DVDs, all the Tyler Perry DVDs. Oh, my God, boy. I got a niece that wanted to watch everyone, man. So we would watch
And we wouldn't watch them like one time a day. They'd be like two, three times, maybe four times that same day. We watched the same thing. And then it was the part that I stopped liking was when you know, it would be going, they'd be acting, they'd be getting good. And then you know they finna sing because somebody get up moving all slow. And then next thing you know, they bust out a song in the middle of the movie or the middle of the set. And I'm just like, man. And I know that was probably the whole point of the set, but I was just like, not again. Not again. And come on, man. Come on. Listen, if you tuned in, or if you're on this line right now and you want to talk about a movie or chime in on these movies that we're talking about, hit the number one and we can bring you in. And let's talk about these movies that we dishing out here, man. I know y'all are ready to talk.
Shout out to everybody that is tuned in on the phone line and online today. I got a couple more movies that we forgot about. Dead President. Ooh. What about Do the Right Thing? All of the barbershops. I think it was 1, 2, 3. And Beauty Shop. Might not be able to include Beauty Shop. Well, it was a good movie. Booty Shop. The last one I want to say that we forgot about.
Ooh, Booty Call.
Booty Call. That was too. Booty Call was a good one. When he got wrapped in that saran wrap, boy. And all of the house parties. 1, 2, and 3. Shout out to the box cut. I need you to get one of those.
No, I already got the dreams. I can't go back to the box. But anyway, I got some. I just got a text. Somebody said. Crooklyn Spike Lee movie.
Oh, Crooklyn!
Wow. You know what? I ain't gonna lie, I haven't
wow.
watched that. I need to watch that.
That's a good movie.
Crooklyn.
What about Shaft? The old school Shaft.
But hold on, watch this. The new school Shaft with when it's like Shaft, his son, and then his granddaddy. Oh man, That one was dope. That one was pretty dope. I like that. Any more movies? We was talking about Booty Call, and I was thinking about the other one. Woo, remember that?
Whoa. Didn't you interview a guy that was in the movie Booty Call?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, about a year or so ago.
Last year, it was.
He was in that movie. I can't remember. He produced
like,
it or something. He produced the music for it or something like that. Yeah, shout out to you, bro. Hi, my bad.
Shout out. Yeah. Listen, I'm getting some texts. Yes, I did discuss Harlem Nights. Harlem Nights. I told him, yeah, we was over there in the garage. I got my cousin Jonathan. He texted me like, hey man, you forgot about the movie. We was watching in the garage. No. I definitely talked about that. Harlem Nights is dope. Harlem Nights is dope, for real.
What about Coming to America? 1 and 2.
Oh, yeah. To be loved. Oh, what a feeling to be loved. Shut up.
Since we're getting married in a couple months, can they sing that song as I walk down the aisle? She's your queen.
No.
Okay, all right. I'll stick with no.
I'll
stick with the first no. Thank you.
No. You're getting three of those. No.
So, which one of all those movies are we about to go check out right now? We about to watch a movie, y'all. I'm telling you, it's going down. It's about to be movie time. But which one are we about to watch?
Man,
you have an answer.
I did. I said Tropic Thunder.
Yes.
On Tropic Thunder, guys. We're going to watch some Tropic Thunder as we get ready to get out of here, man. I just want to thank everybody. Listen, thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's fun times. Fun times talking about these movies, man. I'm thinking, you know what? Every time I get here, I think about another movie. Jurassic Park, all of them.
Ooh,
Jurassic Park, yeah. Jurassic World, the new ones, hey.
Classic.
Transformers.
Oh.
Man.
You like all that.
All the Marvels. Uh-oh, somebody said Bruce Leroy. Oh, man. Police Academy, all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Every police academy.
All of them, man. That's crazy.
Like, if you under the age of, like, 20, now I can't even say 25, if you under the age of 19, you probably don't know half the movies we're talking about right now. Just excuse yourself from the conversation.
I'm trying to tell you, hold on. I know for a fact we didn't say these. Rush Hour.
Man. 1, 2, and 3.
Rush Hour.
Now, what movies do they have, like, other than Fast and the Furious, because we didn't name that one either. Because they got, like, 7 of those.
No, they got more than 7. They got, like, 10.
Dang.
Yeah. They too fast, too furious for you. You get that? You get that? Listen, thank y'all for joining in today, man. It's your boy, T. Smiley. And in the studio with me today, we have Miss Kia D. Miss Kia D. Listen, we missed our brother, Mr. E Man, today. He had to go to a doctor appointment. You know what I'm saying? You gotta make sure you're straight. You gotta make sure you're all right.
Okay, shout out to Stephanie. She said we forgot Love Jones and Soul Food, and she was right. We did. Thanks, Stephanie. Yeah, see, we gotta have our listeners helping us out on this. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
You know what? You're speaking about love and basketball. I mean, yeah, love and basketball.
And it's a thin line between love and hate.
Yeah. Let me tell y'all a little story about that.
Don't you do it.
Yeah, I'm about to do it. Y'all, when I met Kia, I was like, you remind me of somebody. And all of a sudden, I started thinking about that movie, Thin Line Between Love and Hate. I said, all right, I'm telling y'all now, if anything happened to me, just think about that movie. Think about that movie. That's Kia D all day. I'm just telling y'all. I'm telling you. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
So you love me, baby.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Help me, please, help me.
Ooh, Best Man. We forgot about Best Man. Now, that was a crazy movie.
Wait. What about The Wood?
Oh,
yeah, The Wood. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, wait. Brown Sugar. Can't forget about Brown Sugar. If we're going to do The Wood, Brown Sugar was good with me.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Jason's Lyric. I remember that, boy, I tell you.
What about that? Was that a movie or a show? Like, what was that? The Zen used to come on, like, HBO.
Zen.
The Zen or something like that. I don't know. I forgot what movie it was. I think it was on like BET. I don't think it made the DNs like that. My bad. Anyway, disregard that one.
How Stella Got Her Groove Back. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that movie. It was a lot of lonely men after that movie. That one and Waiting to Exhale. A lot of wives, they got it. They got their stuff together after watching Waiting to Exhale and that movie right there. Because let me tell you. Men was mad. They were hot about that movie. Costello got her groove back. Show women how to get their groove back. I know you got to end the show. I see the time. But Costello got her groove back. Show women how to go get their groove all the way back. It was hot. It was absolutely amazing.
Hot and amazing, all right? Costello got her groove back. Oh, man, that's funny. But anyway, yes, we are at the end of the show, man. We are at the end of the show. Thank y'all for tuning in today, man, making it fun, listening to some music.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? Forgot about Bad Boys. My bad. That's it.
All right, last one, Cheech and Chong. Up in Smoke and the other one. You know, all the other ones. But anyway.
The one with T. Smiley, the one with the two rappers, they went to college, and one of them, How High.
How High. All right.
Method Man.
Yeah, Method Man and Red Man. Yeah, you know, both of those guys. Well, listen, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in to Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley and Miss Kia D. Right here on the Cave Radio Show, We Talk Radio Network. Listen, y'all, join us on tomorrow. Join us tomorrow. For Shine Lord Radio with Pastor Jeremy Glenn at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. Come back at 7 o'clock tomorrow for a brand new day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. And then at 9 o'clock p.m., 9 o'clock tomorrow night, E-Man at the show with Mr. E-Man himself. Y'all check us out on all our social media platforms. Go right over there to YouTube, We Talk Radio Network. Like us, subscribe us, follow, share, you know, all that. Do all that. Check us out. And listen, if y'all have some more movies that y'all wanted to bring up and we didn't say, check me out on IG, T Smiley Productions. Send me an inbox. Inbox me the movies that y'all want to bring up today, as well as you can go to We Talk Radio. Is it We Talk Radio on Instagram? We Talk Radio. Go and put your movies in there. We'll check them out and post them. But thank y'all for tuning in today on this beautiful Saturday. So it's time to go enjoy the rest of your day. Get up and get moving, man. But listen, I'm gonna play a song here in a minute. I'm gonna have Miss Kid D close us out in prayer, if you don't mind, ma'am. And I'm gonna play out a song, man, dedicated to Chris Rock.
I love it. Thank you all so much for tuning in. As Mr. T Smiley so beautifully said, make sure you check us out on all of our social media platforms. We're doing a huge push on YouTube, so I want to thank everybody who has gone over to that YouTube page. If I could pay you myself, you know we don't pay for play. If I could pay you a couple of your house and make you a big old dinner myself, COVID-free, I would do that, okay? Real talk. Because I just appreciate all the love. I really, really do. So thank you. Thank y'all for tuning in to the T Smiley, to the Cave Radio Show with T Smiley Productions. T Smiley, one of your next shows needs to truly be about all these the females that's going to be coming in your DMs and how your lady's supposed to handle that. You know, you're a popular guy. You know, how do you handle all the DMs? That is what... They already know what's up. It's all good. Listen, but there's men out there who actually need help on trying to figure that piece out. So you should definitely think about that. But it is a no-brainer. You got a lady, you know, hey, do what you got to do. But some dudes don't know how to do that. Maybe need a little direction. Be a great radio show. We're going to pray us out. We want to thank everybody again who's tuned in across the world. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this moment, for this opportunity, for the chance to speak your name, Father God, and to declare your name holy. Father God, there's so many people that are going through so many things. I pray that you would meet them where they are. Father God, give them abundant joy and abundant peace and life and happiness and forgiveness in their hearts, Father God, so that they can have a full life for the rest of their lives, Father God. We pray that you would let them walk down that path that is specifically for them. We pray that you would close every single door that they should not go down. So, Father God, that there is no confusion about what they should do. Right now, we pray over this radio network and this radio show and this host and everybody who's tuned in today, Father God. We pray that you would let from the mouth to the ears, Father God, as it reaches their ears, Father God, let a blessing flow over their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Cave Radio Show today. We out. We're going to play this. All right. Y'all check it out.
And the winner is
MC Hammer.
Can't
touch this. Touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard. Make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I doing? Touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this. Look at my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics.
Touch this.
Fresh new kicks and pants, you got it like that, now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat, and get a fire girl, and catch this beat while it's rolling. Hold on, pump a little bit, and let them know what's going on, like that, like that. Yo, sound the bell, school is in, sucker. Can't touch this. Give me a their song or rhythm, making them fat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know. You talk about the hammer, you're talking about a show that's hot and tight. Think about sweat so fast from a white boy taste. To learn what's it gonna take in the 90s to burn the charts. Legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit. That word, because you know you can't touch this. You can't touch this. Break it down. This. Look, man, you can't touch this. You better get hyped, boy, because you know you can't touch this. Ring the bell, school's back in. Break it down. Stop. Have a time.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.